Okay, we are Simin Tov Chav Beis Seif Gimel. This appears on page Reish Pei Dalet. Those who like the English numbers, page 566, the page after 566. Reish Pei Dalet. One more time, Tov Chav Beis Seif Gimel. Be'in Apsukim Shekeflum Boy V'chein B'Apsukim Sheshliach Tzibor Oimer. With regard to the psukim which we repeat, and the psukim which the Shliach Tzibor says, "V'akol oidem achrev kol mokim lufim min hagoy." Everyone has to follow their custom. He's talking about the psukim that we repeat in the Hallel. We repeat "Hoidu Lashem Kitov." We come to the end. We come to the end right before Ona Hashem. So we repeat all of those psukim. Let me open up the siddur. There are many psukim which are repeated. In the mizrach of Min HaMeitzar, some people are shocked when they open up a Tillim, they see the psukim, they now repeat it. The only time you look at this is when you say Hallel. How could it possibly leave? What happened? The printer made a mistake. But the truth is, these psukim only appear once. Odecha, you say, Pischli Shari Tzedek, Ovoivam Odecha, Zehashal Hashem Tzadikim Yevovo. Then it says Oidecha, we say it twice. Even Moasu Aboinim, we say it twice. Zehayoy Moasu Hashem. It's very interesting over here that in the article, I never noticed this. In the article, English Siddur, they only have it once. And it says here in the English instructions, each of the following verses is recited twice. So I don't really use that. What? What?
Hebrew was printed.
Yeah, I'm probably the new English Siddur also. I don't know. I don't know. They read it after 25 years. They completely redid. You can't even buy this anymore. I don't think this is available. Maybe it is. They completely redid. They completely redid after the 25th anniversary of the. I remember when this came out. It was such a sensation. It was a sensation like you can't imagine when this came out. It was not like this. Then they had. It was white and it was they had these corners, whatever. But it was a big sensation. Over 25 years, they said that it's a different generation. It was a very interesting write-up about the Siddur, how widespread. I mean, okay, here in Brooklyn, it's a little bulky, you know, and not everyone, Baruch Hashem, people are educated. They don't necessarily need the English. And today, there's interlinear and there's other types of Siddur and the Hebrew. So we don't, you have this, everyone has one of these, I'm sure, but it's not as popular anymore as it used to be. So they redid it. They completely redid it. Because the new generation. So I'm wondering if in the new Siddur they have it twice. They repeat the pasuk actually twice. So they added a lot of new things, like Perek Shira, the Geras Ramban, all the things which have become the new fads of this generation have been padded. What?
They left that out.
Like different things. Over 25 years, a lot of new things have come up. But here in this Siddur, indeed, they don't have the pasuk repeated twice, and they just tell you to repeat the pasukim twice. So that is a minhag. Kei Ona Hashem Oshina, we also repeat twice. And then we have Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem B'Yad Chaim B'Yad, we say this psukim twice. All of these things are customs. These are not things which are in the Tillim itself. So it says everyone should do whatever their custom is. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Yutes and Chaf, on the bottom, Yutes. Pin up psukim, U'mukam U'seinu. So the Mishnah Berurah says what was done in his makam, in his region, in Russia. In Radin, Uvikam Asenu Haminog Lichbol Me Oidch at Seif Halal Minigus Reap Moidch until the end of Halal. Let us go further. Vachem Sukim Chof, the Akol Oidim Acharav, and what the people respond to. Ayim Betur Shashlech Tzibor Mahoyu Lashem. Now, this is a very important Mishnah Berurah. You have to know what to do, we have to know how to do this. So the Torah says, the Shlech Tzibor says, let's go back to the beginning when you come to Hoidu. The Shliach Tzibor says, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Liolom Chasto, and what do we respond? We respond, Hoidu Lashem Kitov Kiliolam Chasto. Viakol Oimachab Hoidu Lashem. Then the Shliach Tzibor says, Yoimar No Yisrael Kiliolam Chasto. The Hakahol Oinim Achav. How do we respond to the Shliach Tzibor? We Hoidu Nochma. We respond Hoidu. The Chain Biyomu No Besaron Uviyomu No Yirei Hashem. The response of the Tzibor is always Hoidu Lahashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasto. And therefore, technically speaking, we're going to see in one moment, there's no need for us to say the words Yoimar No Yisrael Kili Olam Chasto, Yoimar No Be'Sarun Kili Olam Chasto, Yoimar No Yirei Hashem Kili Olam. We don't have to say these words at all. Now you'll ask me. Now you'll ask me. How? We're not going
to
say this at all. You're not saying the Hallel because these are psukim. This is part. This is part of the Seder of Hallel, and these psukim are part of Mizmar Kuf Yud Ches, and they should be recited. So how could it be that we were missing out some of the psukim? The answer is that we yoytzei meikar hadin with shemeya koiner. Technically speaking, if we don't say one word of Hallel, and the Shliach Tzibur recites the entire Hallel for us, we just sit, we just stand there or sit there, and the Shliach Tzibur says Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem, and goes word by word, and we listen to what the Shliach Tzibur says. We have fulfilled our obligation to recite Hallel with the principle of Shemeya. Listening is equivalent to actually recital. When it comes to Hoidu Enochanami, there are those that do rely upon that concept here, and the first few psukim of Mizmor Kuf Yud Ches, which is Hoidu Lashem Kitov Ki Lilam Chasto Yomino Yisrael Ki Lilam Chasto Yomino Veysan Ki Lilam Chasto Yomino Yerushalayim, you don't actually say it. You rely upon Shemeya Koine, and you respond with the words of Hoidu Lashem Kitov Ki Lilam Chasto. However, the Mishnah Berurah is now going to go on to say, ideally, it will be better that before the Shliach Tzibur says Yomar, no Yisrael, you say it before him. That way you've said it yourself. But if still, just because you've said Yomar, no Yisrael, ki li'olam chasto, you should still respond with the words Hoidu Lashem ki tov ki li'olam chasto when the Shliach Tzibur says Yomar, no. So let's see that inside. It's the beginning of the line. It's three lines from the bottom. Okay, page Reish, page Aleph, three lines to the bottom. Because we're going to have the Amir Yemeno Sfarish and Siddur.
Real Sfar.
Real Sfar, yeah. So they're custom.
The interesting thing is the bracha at the end only in the complete Hallel.
The first bracha also is only selling the complete Hallel. Now we learned, yeah, you showed me that last week.
We learned there.
Also when it's, the bracha is said only on the following days when a complete Hallel is recited. The first day is, otherwise you don't say the habrach at all. Sar,
right,
sar, only this is the sar, sar, yeah. Thank you. Okay, three lines in the bottom. Chazur Acharonim, the after Amidus Yomino Yisrael, Yomino Yibes Haron, Yomino Yirashem, Yuchlo Tzibur Lotzis Bemashrem Mipi Ashliach Tzibur. Technically speaking, you can fill this with the Shliach Tzibur says the Shaynei Koine Mikol Mokom Toivyoi Ser. It's ideal Shayyomu Be'atz Menachas. You should say yourself the Lepam. Why? Because sometimes you don't pay attention. Sometimes the Shliach Tzibur is either singing or you don't hear the words or you're not having kavana to fulfill your obligation. So right, the minig olam is that you should ideally say it yourself. That is the custom today. Let's see the Dirshu. What? No, the first you don't. The first, because anyway, the first one you don't, because the first one you're going to say, you're actually going to say. So the first one you don't have to say. Just the next three.
You say it before Shliach.
But the first one you don't need to say it altogether. The first one you don't have to say it twice.
No, he says how you do it.
Right, you say the MS Hashem li'olam Hallelujah. Right, you say the first little those two psukim, Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim shamchu kol hovim. That's Kuf Yud Zayin. And then do nothing. You don't have to say the first hodu. The Shliach Tzibur says hodu Lashem kitov ki liyom chasto, and you respond hodu Lashem kitov ki, and then you jump the gun and you say Yomar no Yisrael ki liyom chasto. Then he says Yomar no Yisrael, and you respond hodu. And after you respond hodu, you quickly say quietly Yomar no Beis Aaron ki liyom chasto. And of course, the Nanuim on when you do the Nanuim, you always doing the Nanuim, Hoidu Lashem Kitov Ki Liolam Chasto, to those words. You don't do the Shliach Tzibur, though. This is a little bit confusing. When the Shliach Tzibur does the Nanuim, he's doing the Nanuim when he's saying Yoimar No Yisrael. Because the Shliach Tzibur does not say Hoidu Lashem. The Shliach Tzibur does not respond to himself. The Shliach Tzibur just says Yoimar No Yisrael Ki Liolam Chasto, Yoimar No Beis Aaron Ki.
That's why the Ashkenaz, but the Nusuf Svar doesn't say Yoimar at all. By the
Nanuim,
just says, how you do the first, how you do, and then everybody says.
They just do themselves, a different mitzvahim. There are many mitzvahim how to do them. By so the Shliach Tzibur, he leads the Olam. The Olam does not respond to the second two, but there's a going off topic. The Shliach Tzibur, all four, by Nusach Ashkenaz, does Nanuim by all four. By all four, but the Tzibur only does it first two. How do Lashem Kitov, the other way around?
The other way around.
The other way around. The tzibor responds, hoy does shakes four times. The tzibor shakes the lulav and eshug four times, four hodus. But the shaliach tzibor only shakes the first two times. Only hoy lashem kitov ki liolam chasto and yoimano yisrael ki liolam chasto. That's when the shliach tzibor shakes lulav and eshug, and then the next two times he does not shake lulav and eshug. But when the tzibor responds, they respond hoy lashem all four times, and they shake lulav and eshug all four times. That's nusach Ashkenaz. Each, okay, I have to go look. It doesn't say here in the Siddur instructions how to do on Sukkos. We have see page 631.
The ending hodu.
The ending or the last hodu?
Yeah.
631. It says here to look. See page 6. Okay, that's Svart. Svart, I'm not familiar with the minig Svart. I'm familiar with the minig of.
How do we shake at the same time, and that's the end of the shake?
And that's the end, right?
Mm-hmm. Once.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what
they have. Svarke, 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 that's what you just said. That's what you just said.
And then, but then you shake by...
You shake at the same
at the end. No, that's at the end. That, we know the end. Talking about the hodu. I know, that end is different. Talking about this hodu. There are different minhagim. There are many, many different minhagim. This is Nusach Svarke, Tohya Chassad, and Mechot
Lashem. The Parmishona.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Only the Parmishona, but not the last time.
So it's two hodus only.
The first hodu
and this hodu.
I'm not talking about the end. I'm not talking. But Ashkenaz does it different.
First hodu shake. That's it. Together with the
shliach
tzibor, not separate.
Yeah.
Together.
And the Ashkenaz do what? They do what?
The Ashkenaz respond all four times.
Yes, Ashkenaz.
The tzibor responds. The tzibor shakes hodu l'Hashem kitov ki li'olam chasto four times. You shake hodu four times. But the shliach tzibor only shakes twice. When he says hodu l'Hashem kitov ki li'olam chasto, and when he says yoimar no yisrael ki li'olam chasto. But when the shliach tzibor says yomino beis aroin, and when he says yomino yirei Hashem, the shliach tzibor does not shake. But when the tzibor responds, they respond with Chodul Hashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasto, and they shake the Lulav Neshuk all four times with all four responses.
What about that last
Chodul? Yes, twice. Nusach Ashkenaz, Minig Ashkenaz. The shliach tzibor doesn't say anything. You just do it by yourself.
Yeah.
After Ona Hashem, you only do Ona Hashem Oshino, Ona Hashem Oshino. You don't do Ona Hashem Asricho. Not that you don't do. That you don't do at all. The Shliach Tzibur does not do it, and the people do not respond. They do not do it. And then I'm just thinking the Nusach Ashkenaz. And then when you come to Hoyul Hashem privately, quickly, as you finish up, you shake it twice. Hoyul Hashem, you do Svar also. You shake it twice.
By yourself,
right? Svar. Okay, that's a. But Ashkenaz, by the Hodus, you do it four times. I'll just tell you a good joke. What's the talk? Always good to say a joke. No one complains about jokes. Once I think it was the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, he told his Hasidim that this year, when you come to honor Hashem, if you be mechavein, you'll be zoicha to grosser Yeshua's salvation. Everyone will get whatever they want. Just be mechavein when you come to honor Hashem. So it came honor Hashem on Sukkos. When it comes Sukkos, so it came with Sukkos. They came to honor Hashem. Hayishian honor Hashem atzlichana. And the building shook. The people were shaking the lulav and eshug, and they were being mechavin ona Hashem oishiyana, ona Hashem hatzlichana. It was the hisoirus was beyond description. Okay, everyone went home b'simcha b'leiv shal. They figured this year is going to be the year. Everyone's going to win the lottery. Mashiach's going to come, and all the world's problems will be solved. Nothing. Chanukah, nothing. Purim, nothing. Pesach, nothing. Shavuos, nothing. So someone finally goes back to the Rebbe, they go into the Cheder, and they sing, Nu, you promised us, if we'll have Kavan this year, on Hashem, Poil Yeshuos, nothing happened, nothing special happened this year. So he said, well, did you do it? So he said, yeah, we did it. Don't you know that? You see what was going on? So he says, tell me more details. After they explain, he says, no, you made a big mistake. When I said Ona Hashem, I didn't mean Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, Ona Hashem Hatzlichana. I meant Ona Hashem Kiani Avdecha. A different Ona. Ona Hashem Kiani Avdecha, I'm your servant. Not Give. On Hashem Hashingan, on Hashem Hashingan. On, I'm your servant. If you would have been Chavim, on Hashem Kiyan Avdech, oh, then it would have been a different story. Okay, let's go to the there's number 23 and number 24. Number 23. Psukim shlenagul kafam. Interesting shaila. What about the psukim that you're not supposed to double? Right, you're only supposed to double the psukim for after when you get to oidicha in min hametzar. We're on page Reish Pedal, the right side, number 23. Upsukim shalaynagul kafam. How are going to Rabbi Yosef Shalom al Yashiv also the kaflam. You're not allowed to. Don't do more than what the custom is not to do. Don't be a smart aleck. If the custom is not to repeat certain psukim, we only repeat from the end. All the way to the very end. Even after you say, Ono Hashem, Ono Hashem, we also repeat. Go to the very end. But at the beginning of Halal, you're not supposed to. So don't be super religious. I'm going to repeat all the psukim to show Hashem how much I love him. That's not the way it was established. So don't go and do things you're not supposed to do. That. Number 24.
In fact, how the
Chavim
singing.
The Chazon, no singing. You can. That's another issue. Repeating words.
Right.
So you're getting into a whole new discussion. You're getting into a discussion. The Chazon, a lot of repeat words. They are chiluk ideos. There are different opinions. A lot of the Chazal, the cantors, I used to listen. If you want to listen, there are fascinating shiurim about. You don't have to be a Chazan to appreciate these shiurim on the YU website, yutorah.org. The YU has a school of music,
Bells.
The Bell School of Music. So if you look at, somehow search that website, all of their. They have shiurim. I'm not talking about. They're not talking about singing and listening to cantorial. You go to Eichel's. You can buy. Spend a lot of money. You can buy all that type of stuff. I'm talking about shiurim, on the science of, and they have some fantastic shiurim, and a lot of the darshanim talk about this halachically. Sources. What was done by different gedolim, is it permitted, is it not permitted? And they have rayos, mutter, asr. So this is a very controversial topic. If a chazan is allowed to repeat words. Derech klal, the style today among the B'nai Torah is no. Not that it's wrong to repeat words, because they have rayos that it was done. It was done in front of very great gedolim in previous generations. But today, the trend is that it's not done. Ruba de ruba. Unless in certain parts of davening where it's definitely not a hefsik, like Rosh Chodesh benching. And like those type of things, where you're not in the Amidah, you're not in the parts of davening where there's a problem being mafsik, then it is accepted that it is done. But during the Chazar Sashatz, not that it's wrong, I could just tell you as a fact that the trend in today's time, in the 21st century, is more that most Rabbanim are not allowing the cantors in these big places to repeat words. The old timers. No, they do. I mean, I wouldn't say they don't. They are. You hear here and there, every so often, Talmud Torah, they have every so often. Okay, but the other shuls, they bring people in.
I grew up in Baruch.
Yeah, did they do
it? Kosovitska, so it's hidden.
Did they repeat the words? Did they repeat?
Yes.
Kosovitska. Let's put it like this. Hallel took so long that Rabbi Shaw sat down twice in his later years.
We're going to come to that. That's the next halacha. You're allowed to sit during Hallel.
Does that answer your question?
So, just because they're.
Okay, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
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 Was a half hour.
That's a half hour.
But that doesn't mean they repeat words.
It went over 7 minutes in Kingsway. They were tied at Talisim and get together and lunch.
But that doesn't mean they repeat words.
But you still have to.
You could have a half an hour Kiddusha without repeating words.
They repeated.
Okay, they repeated words. And the Chalami.
Okay. There were parts. What?
Stern did as well. Were you there? Yes,
I was there for Stern.
And you repeated it too?
Oh. It wasn't him, it was the choir. It was beautiful.
Remember.
You have a half an hour without repeating a word. It's a different.
Yeah.
You stood up for the whole thing.
I'm not a cosmopolitan.
Ronnie, you stood up for the whole thing. You told Rabbi Shua.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, that's a different issue. Repeating words are over here. This is the minute to repeat psukim. Now, here's the very interesting shot. This is very common question. Number 24. Very important halacha. It's very common. You come late to davening and you're in the middle of halal and the tzibur is up to hoydu l'ashem kidam kibam chastov, and you're b'tzeis Yisrael. Right, you're in the middle of it, say something with Shaim, base Yakami Amloes, all of a sudden you hear the Tzibur, Hoidu Lashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasta. What should you do? The answer, do nothing. You should not be mafsik. You don't, just do not say Hoidu Lashem. It is considered a hefsik. It's like a seder. We're going to see that soon.
Just keep quiet.
Just keep on reading. Just keep on, catching up. You're not supposed to respond in the middle of when it's not the right place. That is a very important halacha. Okay, let us go further. Let's go to the halacha dalit. Number dalit. This is not no halacha l'maisa very much. Number dalit hafsaka. You got to be mafsik. Well, in the middle of halal, you're allowed to give a person shalom aleichem. Now, that is not to be taken literally, because as the Be'er Halacha says, that bizman hazeh, it's not our custom. You remember the Gemara? In the beginning of Masech, the Brachos, all the various halachas of shoyel b'nei hashalom, or meishiv b'nei hayir, or shalom b'nei hayir, or meishiv b'nei shalom. There are two different types of people: people that you're afraid of, and people that you want supposed to be mechabed. There's b'nei hayira, b'nei hashalom, and there's a complex set of rules of when you're allowed to give someone shalom b'nei hayira. Now that applied during the time of the Gemara, where there were people that we were afraid of and people that we would give a cover to. Today, the Be'er Halacha says it's not our custom. You could have the biggest Rosh Hashiva walk in the middle of davening. It's not expected for you to be mafsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and say to him, Shalom Aleichem. The president comes, how often is it going to happen the president of the United States is going to come where you're going to be in that situation to give Shalom? It's not going to happen. So this Halacha is the average guy walks in, your next door neighbor walks in the middle of davening, there's no heter whatsoever, bizman hazeh, to say, I have to give him shalom, b'bein ha'prokim, b'bnei ha'kovot. We don't have people like that today, that you're expected to be mafsik in the middle of your halal, b'bnei ha'shalom. Your boss walks in, who's from b'bnei ha'yira, he won't give me a raise, I have to give him shalom in the middle of kriya shema. The Be'er Halacha says we don't have people like that today. It's not expected that there's such a yira from your boss that you're gonna have to give him shalom ibn hayira. So it's not nogea. But it says here when you would take these laws of shalom and kavod when it comes to shmona, it comes to birchas kriya shema, and you would try to apply them to the laws of halal, the same rules apply. Lingin hafsaka, afilu b'emsah, in the middle. Even in the middle of halal, technically speaking, you're allowed to give a person shalom if he needs the honor. You can respond, but if not forgiving shalom, you're not allowed stam to talk to your children and have a conversation in the middle of halal, lo yafsik. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, afil
b'yemsa. Does yafsik mean just beaver or other mice?
Anything.
You come late? Yeah, these collectors that go around in the shul.
That's also a hefsik.
So in Shmona Esrei,
no, you're not allowed to. Absolutely not.
So you don't have to give them?
No, don't. You don't. No, you're not. No, it's not right. It's not right. Look at Dalit. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph. Number 25 right away says, what is the Be'er Halacha referring to? He's referring to over here in this Mishnah, he's referring to what it says in the Be'er Halacha, number 25 on the right side, B'zman HaZeh, Sheloi Noyhagim Lishol B'Shalom Adam Shalom Shalom Shalom. You don't give, don't take this too literally, you don't give a person Shalom. When someone comes into Shul, don't ever say hello to him. It doesn't mean that. It means be'emsa tzvila, in the middle of davening. Kosav lel she'osu l'havsik be'emsa psuki dezimra ikuyesha b'zman hazeh. Don't take the Gemara literally. You're not allowed to give a person who comes into davening, in the middle of davening, to say to them, good morning, shalom aleichem. Even a person, you have an obligation, a Rebbe, a Talmud Chacham, a Rav comes in the middle of davening, today it's not expected that you should be mafsik. Kosav hashen halachos, that's from the chaz, that's from the stipler. B'shem achaya adam, she'osr, b'zman hazeh, it's osr. V'chein, v'imkein, hu'a dinu she'bahal ein hafzul tzachzeh. And that's what the mission over here means, that b'zman hazeh, we don't do this. In the middle of halal, a rav comes in, a rav walks in late, in the middle of halal, you don't go over to him and say, oh, the rav is here, the gadol hadar is here, let's go give the gadol hadar shalom aleichem. You don't do that, b'zman hazeh, it's not accepted. I'll tell you a joke. It says, now that it be mafsik, now you don't give shul. A person says, comes to shul, you don't give him shalom aleichem. So someone once complained to the Rav that this shul is so cold. I'm here already a month and no one here has come over to me and given me shalom aleichem. The only time someone gives me shalom, the only time is Kiddush Levana. We go outside. So then, that's the only time someone in your kehillah will give me shalom, my Kiddush Levana. So the Rav is thinking, we love the answer. You're not going to forget this joke. The Rav is thinking, it says, Taka, that's how it is here. The only time they give you shalom is by Kiddush Levana. You know what? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take all the Siddurim, open up the Kiddush Levana, give you a black magic marker, and cross it out. Loy plug. I don't want it to be any differentiation between Kiddush Levana. There's no Shalom in this show. Okay, let's do one more halacha very quickly. Hagah.
As a reminder, I think this week we have my first Rosh.
This week, Yibet Rosh Chodesh, very good. Hagah, page 568. Hagah, V'davka B'Rosh Chodesh V'Pesach V'Yom. Now this that it says over here, that it says here, that technically speaking, this is the point of Allah, technically speaking, that you are allowed to give shalom to your friend, is Chatzei Halel. Because Chatzei Halel is only a minog, and there's no obligation to say every single word, and we'll see a little bit later on. But when it comes to Halel Shalom, you're really in a lot of trouble. You're not allowed to go be mafsik whatsoever. Hagav V'davka B'Rosh Chodesh V'Pesach V'Yom She'en G'yom is Hagah Halel. Aval K'Shegoyim M'Oisai L'Inyin Havsaka Dinu K'mo B'Kriya Shema. Much more serious. In the middle of Kriya Shema, the rules are much more strict. V'Ayin L'Kamon Sim Tov Pei'echeches Sif Aleph. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah on the previous page. Av B'Yin Acher V'Afilu B'Yin Aprakim. You're not allowed to be mafsik. V'Ayin L'Kamon Sim Tov Pei'echeches Shem Avor Heitev Dinei Havsaka. Let's see number 26. Let's just do number. We'll stop with number 26. Let's run through very, very quickly. It's not so hard. Number 26. Let's say you're in the middle of Halal. So we mentioned before that you're not allowed to say to your friend Shalom Aleichem, but you are allowed to answer Kedusha and Kaddish in the middle of Halal and Rosh Chodesh. When you say Halal Shalom, then it's much more complex. Then not necessarily. But let's say we deal with Rosh Chodesh. 26. On days, Shabbohem Gormasa, even when you go the Halal, Mavsik Bahalal Kadesh Mavsik Bikirishma, which means Bena Prakim. Between the Prakim, you can be Mavsik for Kedusha, and between each chapter, you're allowed to answer Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kvod Hashem and Mukamo, and Yimloch Hashem in between the Prakim of Halal, even when you make a Bracha. What?
Where would the situation be where he's holding up the Halal? what is it, Musaf at this?
Musaf, or let's say there's another minyan going on. You figure out Hechat Imsa. You're in the middle of Halal, and they're saying Kedusha, so you are Bein HaProkim, allowed to answer Kadosh, Kadosh, and so on and so forth. You answer Yeshme Rabba. Mavsik Bahal, Kedosh, Mavsik B'Kriyashma, which means B'Kriyashma, it's only between the Prokim. Shalagabe, Kasa Shachonach Le'el, Shemutal Havsik B'Kedei Lanas, Lanas, Lekrig, Lekadish, Kedusha Baruch Hu. You can answer these three things in the middle of Kriyashma, in between the Parashios. Between the Vyahafta, the Hoyam Shemaya, and between the Hoyam Shemaya, and Leman Yirbu. And it's only in minutes, so certainly you can be much more lenient. You can answer these things in the middle of Halal. It's much more lenient on Rosh Chodesh when you only sing Chatzi Halal. What about answering Amen, Baruch Hu Ruchshmo? So the bottom line is, don't answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo, but Amen is Mutter. You can answer Amen. This is not an halacha. The answer Amen, this is very common. Right? So in the middle of the bracha, you finished halal. And now you're going to say Yahalalucha. Yahalalucha is a bracha. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the bracha even to answer Amen. Right, that you're not supposed to do. It's very common when you're saying Kiddush Levana, people come over to you, you can walk out of the middle of people say Shalom Aleichem, and you're in the middle of the bracha. You're not supposed to say Aleichem Shalom when you're doing Kiddush Levana and you're in the middle of the bracha. The first you say a Mizmer Haleluka, and then you say the bracha. During that bracha, don't answer Aleichem Shalom. If someone says you Shalom Aleichem, just nod. Nod, and then go over to him later on and say Aleichem Shalom, because you're middle of the bracha. So here, you're middle of the bracha. You have to Yahalalucha, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu Kol Masecha. And now the shots, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Mehulol Batish Bochois. And you're in the middle. So should you answer Amen to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur when you are still reciting Halucha? So Shoymer Abichos Yehalucha Shemusaf Halal the Ashatz Kvar Mesayim Mesa Bracha Kaz Gemachem Kemiyaski Shnir Shloyane Amen Al Birchas Ashatz. Don't answer Amen. You have to be very careful when you are saying a bracha. That's critical. You're not allowed. You're in a zone where you're not allowed to be mafsik. So don't answer Amen in the middle of your Halucha to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. Kemoshe Kosav Haber Alach Leel Shemoymer Bishtabach. Another example that's very common, if you're and you're saying Yishtabach, and you're up, you're mamish neck and neck with the Shliach Tzibur, and he's finishing off Yishtabach, and you're in the middle of Yishtabach, you're not allowed to answer Amen in the middle of your Yishtabach. Yishtabach is a bracha, don't answer Amen to his Yishtabach.
The
Ashatz, what?
He's answering
what?
Like he's answering to himself.
No, you're in the middle of the bracha.
Right. No, it's a hefsik, not answering to yourself. That's another issue. You're asking another shaila. When you finish off together with him, that's another shaila. Also not answered by Yishtabach. But let's discuss something that's much more severe. When you're in the middle of Yishtabach and you want to answer him, definitely not. And just like Yishtabach, you may not answer him to the bracha of Yishtabach of the Shech Tzibah. When you're in the middle of Yahaluch, you may not answer him.
Say Baruch Shammah.
What? Yes, say Baruch Shammah. Correct. You're in the middle of the bracha. Correct. You're middle of the bracha. You may not answer Amen. The Ashatz and bracha is lo ya'ane Amen achar brachas Ashatz. Now comes a new shayla. Because now we got clear. If you're middle of bracha shomar, you're not allowed to answer Amen. If you're middle of Yishtabach, you're not allowed to answer Amen. If you're middle of Yehalalucha, you're not allowed to answer Amen. New shayla. Let's say you finish off Yishtabach together with the Shliach Tzibur. You finish off Baruch Shomar together, word for word, with the Shliach Tzibur. You finish off Yehalalucha together with the Shliach Tzibur. Three different cases. Do you answer Amen? So two of the three, no, but Yehalucha, yes. If you finish off Yishtabach and Baruch Shomar, no. Because it sounds like you're answering Amen to your own bracha, so you don't. But if you finish off Yehalalucha together with the Shliach Tzibur, yes, you can answer Amen. Why? Because there are many opinions that hold that this bracha Yehalalucha l'chatchila, you are supposed to answer Amen to your own bracha. You're supposed to. We do not do it. But in the situation where you're together with the Shliach Tzibur, then we are lenient, then we do allow you to answer Amen, even though it appears that you're answering Amen to your own bracha. Because what's so bad? So you did answer Amen to your own bracha. This bracha Yehalalucha is a bracha we're in a chanami. According to many opinions, you should answer amen. V'im siyem is a bracha al shlacha halalim yachnim hashatz kosel el shiyana amen al brachas hashatz. You should. Oh, what do you mean? But what about avshe b'shab brachas hadinu shullo yane kumo kevan shneir ka'ina amen achar brachas hatzmai. Like by brach shamar and by yishtabach, the brachas zo yane and yalucha is different. Kevan shaharbe poiskim soivim shabe brachas zo oina amen gam al brachas hatzma. Because according to many opinions, ideally you should answer amen when you finish this bracha. We don't do it. It's not common, but it can be done. Next, Vim Karu Alalas Nu Shaila. Let's say you're saying halal. And guess what? Yamoid Moshe Beryl Ben Shimon. They call you up for an aliyah in the middle of halal. Do you go? Is that called a hefsik? Vim Karu Lalas Lutar Bim Sahalo Koso Kafachayim Vashari Rachamim Shirashai Lalas. Yes, you go up to the aliyah. Go up, take the aliyah, make the bracha. Vafil Biyam Shabachem Gurim Sahal. Even if you're doing halal shalom, it's not a hefsik. Yaske. No, you should not call you up. If they don't call you up, you should motion no. Only once they call you up, you can't. That's the very davar chum. One of the most severe things in halacha in hanhagas beis hakneses is if they call you up for an aliyah.
You gotta go.
It's like you gotta go. It's like a red alert. There are a lot of things in hilchos hanhagas beis hakneses you can wiggle your way out. You can wiggle your way out. You can do all these strange things. Tell the kohanim to leave. Tell the levim to leave. You can play a lot of games. That's not right to do. There are a lot of things. There are a lot of games you can play in davening, answering during the worst times, not that you're not supposed to answer. There always heterim. But one thing you can never ever wiggle out of is being called. If they call you up for an aliyah, it's like this is as bad as it gets. There's no way out. You have to take the aliyah.
Middle of Shmon Esrei, let's say. You're still standing in Shmon Esrei. You came ready, and you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem. If they can wait for you, they should wait. And if they can't wait, I believe that someone else, they don't call up someone else. Someone else just goes up and takes the aliyah. Without being called up. Because you don't want, because since they called him, if you call someone else, it's a very big problem. I don't remember the exact details, but I believe that's the halacha. Yeah. Let's go further. And if they call you for an aliyah in the middle of Kriyashma, you're also allowed to take the aliyah. Kevin Shakasim Shnabula El, Shem Karu, La Alas, Lotar, Kishu, Kriyashma, Mutul, Alaskim, Kain Huadin, Shagama, Halamutar. Vim Sarachlin, the last person to go to base, Akisei, Vim Sahal, Vim Shem, Mishamal, Tashak, Sukasim, Halacha, Shemutul, Lassam, Sahal, the person that's going to base, but it's not an emergency. It's not an emergency, so then you can recite the halal without going to the Beis HaKisei. That's also very complicated halacha. When one is mechuyev, let's say a person, it's not an emergency, but he needs to go to the Beis HaKisei. What are the rules? So it's very complicated. Sometimes you should stop and you should go to the Beis HaKisei, and sometimes if you're in the middle of something, you're allowed to conclude. Halal is in the category where a person should conclude the halal. Better to conclude the halal, even though he needs to go to the Beis HaKisei, than to be mafsik by going to the Beis HaKisei. As long, of course, that it's not in the category where of Baal Teshaks. Baal Teshaks means that a person really has to go. If he really has to go, that's a different category. Tursing, that's something that's in the middle. Something that's in the middle, halal is a category where first conclude the halal and then go to the Beis HaKisei.